She was beautiful. She was beautiful. I fell deeper in love the moment the nurse placed her on my belly and I saw her for the first time, all pink and soft and beautiful. Over the next week, while she remained with the agency's foster mom, I visited and held her while committing every bit of her to memory. I told her everything I could, knowing she wouldn't remember, but explaining nonetheless about how much I loved her and how I agonized over the decision to make the adoption plan. When I got pregnant, it was not unacceptable for a woman to have a child out of wedlock. It was, however, during a time when adoption seemed to be relatively unheard of and even viewed negatively by some. I chose adoption regardless, not out of shame or fear, but out of love, a deep, kinetic love that realizes love of other over love of self. I experienced such profound beauty over the 9 months that I carried her. I knew those months were all we would have together, so I savored every moment and created an intimate world for the two of us. I would talk to her all day long, telling her what we were doing, where we were going, and who we were seeing. I cherished the movements and kicks, the tiny hiccups and rapid heartbeat. I cried joyfully when I saw her first ultrasound, and I named her when the tech told me she was a girl. I wanted to keep her there in my womb, safe from the world and with me forever. And all the while, I was researching and learning about adoption, weighing my options as to what would be in her best interest. I had to consider what I wanted for her, a family, stability, a chance for a good future. My situation at that time would have been a terrible burden on her. I had to be realistic about my limitations because the risk was so great. I found an agency and began working with a social worker. She was a lovely woman, supportive and genuine, and not once did she pressure me. I prayed to make the right decision, and in my gut, I knew the answer. It was about her. It had to be. Even though I felt so strongly convicted to my decision, it did not make it any less painful. I felt moments of deep loneliness, sadness, and even anger. I had never encountered feelings so deep before or since. While some close family members and friends were supportive, others made careless and callous comments. So I remained cloistered at a friend's house for much of the 9 months to avoid further criticism while at times feeling acutely alone and isolated. Then came the day when the social worker brought me 5 family profiles from which to choose. After reading the profiles, I forcefully threw them across the room, rejecting each and every one of them. My anger was in control, and my initial reaction was that none of these families would raise my daughter. Once the emotions subsided, one family seemed to emerge from the now scattered pile. I did not feel that they were better than me. I felt that they were in a better situation than me. At my request, the social worker arranged a meeting with them soon after the choice was made. Despite the desperate, blinding tears on the way to the agency, upon meeting them, I felt tremendous peace. It is this family I chose for her and the one she has today. As my delivery date came closer, the pain and sadness intensified. I knew what I was doing and why I was doing it, yet this knowledge did not take away the sense of loss that I was feeling.